for WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Democrat Ralph Northam took the oath of office as Virginia's 73rd governor on Saturday. We have reports from the inauguration and surrounding festivities, as well as the traditional prank the outgoing governor plays on the newbie in office. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, January 15th. Democrat Ralph Northam was sworn in on Saturday as the 73rd governor of Virginia. Craig Carper with our partner station WCVE reports that Northam set some ambitious goals in his inaugural address.
The GOP narrowly controls both the House and Senate in Virginia. Northam hopes to work across party lines to achieve Democratic priorities, including the expansion of Medicaid, protecting access to abortion services, and the additional regulation of firearms. Alluding to President Trump's use of Twitter, Northam condemned, quote, nasty, shallow tweets and said, "You don't have to be loud to lead."
We all have a moral compass deep in our hearts, and it is time to summon it again because we have a lot of work to do.
Democratic Attorney General Mark Herring was sworn in for a second term, and Democrat Justin Fairfax took the oath of office as lieutenant governor. Fairfax is the second African-American elected to statewide office in Virginia's history.
Craig Carper, WMRA News, Capitol Square.
Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope was at the inauguration as well. He reports that in the inaugural address, Northam talked about how his experience as a doctor provided inspiration for his new role as governor.
Dr. Ralph Northam now has a new title, Governor Ralph Northam. In his inaugural speech, Northam talked about the lessons he learned from his parents on the Eastern Shore, as well as his time as a pediatric neurologist. One particular patient made an impression, he says, one he once told he couldn't do much for. Northam says he ran into the patient's mother years later.
She looked me in the eye and said, "Dr. Northam, when you said you couldn't help us, you took away our hope." I can still hear her words to this day.
Northam says he wants to bring hope to Virginia by restricting access to firearms, protecting a woman's right to choose, and expanding Medicaid to 400,000 Virginians who live in poverty or with disabilities.
We're going in the wrong direction on health care in Virginia and America. More people need coverage, not less.
The ceremony ended with a traditional blessing of the ground in Capitol Square by members of Virginia's Indian tribes. Reporting from the Capitol in Richmond, I'm Michael Pope.
Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain has more on festivities surrounding the swearing-in, including a ball, a brunch, and a parade.
Among the inaugural parade were staff and patients from the Children's Hospital of the King's Daughters in Norfolk.
King's Daughters, where Governor Ralph Northam provided care to young people for 25 years.
Sitting in the crowd were some of Northam's colleagues. Fellow pediatrician Candace Gabriel was excited to support him and thinks he's a perfect fit for his new job.
He has always been kind, very caring toward his patients, as well as the residents and the medical students, bright and easy to work with.
Northam is a graduate of the Virginia Military Institute. The state capitol was swarming with the gray-coated cadets, saluting their new commander-in-chief. In his first official act as governor, Northam jokingly pardoned any cadets facing punishment for small mess-ups, like wearing their uniforms incorrectly.
All right, you all ready to do some signing?
Then he came inside from the freezing cold to sign his first executive order.
If I can feel my fingers, right?
Banning discrimination in state government. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.
Finally, Virginia's outgoing governor pulled a prank on his successor. The Washington Post reported on Sunday that Governor Northam found images of Terry McAuliffe on his bed pillows at the governor's mansion. McAuliffe emblazoned the pillows with one of his favorite sayings, "Sleep when you're dead." Northam and his wife, First Lady Pam Northam, spent their first night in the mansion resting their heads on the 72nd governor's grinning face. During the last changeover, Republican Bob McDonnell had left a huge stuffed bear in the private bathroom for the newly sworn-in McAuliffe. It was a real bear taken from the office of McDonnell's Natural Resources Secretary. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening on this Martin Luther King Day, and enjoy your Monday.